something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Attitude.
Hallelujah. I want us to look at a few things in the Bible. There are certain things that define your personality, your fulfillment, and your value. Your attitude is very important. Somebody said years ago, attitude, the way to altitude. Good rhyme. Your attitude, your way of doing things, your way of saying what you want to say. You know, we can say something that is right with the wrong attitude, and that destroys the right thing that we said. Do you know, a lot of people in life, a lot of people are not necessarily doing something wrong or saying something wrong. They just have a bad attitude. They just have the wrong attitude. A lot of times we hear wrongly, not because what was said was wrong, but we had a wrong attitude in listening. Did you know that one of the reasons certain people have, they find themselves taking one step forward and then two steps backward, and then some other times everything seems to be all right, but spiritually they're not fulfilled? It's the wrong attitude. The trouble is, a lot of people who have the wrong attitude hardly discover that they have a wrong attitude. So they blame everyone else around them for the things that go wrong about them. They think someone else is responsible. And no one is responsible. They just have the wrong attitude. Your attitude can define your personality. It can define your fulfillment. Do you know there are people who are not fulfilled? They're not fulfilled at home. They're not fulfilled in their family. Always it looks like they're in the wrong house. You know, I shouldn't be in this house. This is not the right house. Some feel like they're in the wrong family. They feel they came through the wrong family. I should have never been born in this family. You know, they got the wrong attitude, but they don't realize it. They think everyone else is the problem. Same thing at work. You know why there's so much? I mean, the multitude of people they're still having Exodus. The journey from one company to another, from one organization to another, they just can't be somewhere. Why? They got the wrong attitude and don't know it. So they think those there are their problem. They always see their wasted years, their wasted time. I wasted my years in Chevron. I wasted my years in Mobil. I wasted my years in the federal government. I wasted my years in the Ministry of Justice. I wasted my years in the Ministry of Education. They wasted their years everywhere. That's the way they think. But always they have felt it was someone else who didn't discover their greatness. See? So they know they are valuable. But why can't anybody else find your value? Because chances are you got the wrong attitude. The wrong attitude. There's so much to learn from Jesus. Many times in your life when you want to make progress, find out about the master's attitude and find out those whom Jesus praised. Did he praise anybody? Why did he praise the ones he praised? You can read some more, study through the Old Testament as well, and find out those whom God praised. Why did he praise them? What was peculiar to them? What was in their attitude or in their character that was so impressive to God? When I look at the New Testament section of the Bible, one of those characters that come to mind is John the Baptist, because of what Jesus said about him. He said, "Of all men born of women, there's no greater than John the Baptist." That's powerful. That's powerful. He said John the Baptist was greater than them all. But then he said, the least in the kingdom of heaven. Hey, come on. Can we read it? All right. So Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, I'd like to begin reading from verse 7. Are you there? "And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went he out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went he out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet?" He's asking them. You know, they had gone out to see John the Baptist when he was ministering. A lot of people went out to see him, to hear him. And Jesus now is asking them, when you went out to see John, what in the world did you think you were going to see? Who did you think he was? That's what he's asking. Verse 9. "But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, they had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, I want you to notice, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And that's important for us to understand. Notice he didn't say he that is least in the kingdom of God. He said he that is least in the kingdom of heaven, and there's a big difference. I remember sharing with you a long time ago. What was the title of that message? The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory. Yeah. And then I explained to you the difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is that which Jesus has come to establish in the earth. Jesus is the head of the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven is actually here in the earth. The kingdom of God includes everything, but Papa God is the boss of that one. And he sent Jesus to establish the kingdom of heaven in the earth. And that is the kingdom of which we are a part. That kingdom started here when Jesus came. Are you listening to this? And took off after his death, burial, and resurrection. So it's actually the church of the New Testament. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, you can call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy VI, 18TY Danjuma Street, Tideolu Estate of Legale Ayorinde, Victoria Island, Lagos. Worship with us on Sundays, first service at 7:15 and second service at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveone360.com.